Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you bring the Senate back in order?
The Senate will come back to order. Senator from Polk, you may need to tighten your tie up. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have arrived at a plan to back out of all of this and figure out a mechanism to move forward. But we're not going to do that right now, so I am going to withdraw my appeal.
That appeal will be withdrawn. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, lay that bill on the informal calendar.
That bill will be laid on the informal calendar. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you ask them to please be read?
We do have messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 579 with House Amendment 1 and House Amendment 2 adopted. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 838. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 664. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 621, entitled An Act Relating to Health Care with an Emergency Clause for Certain Sections. With House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 7 as amended, House Amendment 8, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 9, House Amendment 2, 2, House Amendment 9, House Amendment 9 as amended, and House Amendment 10, Emergency Clause adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, thank you. Tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. in a Pershing conference room, transportation and public safety, we have an executive session at 9:30 a.m. here in a Pershing conference room.
Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in SCR2. That's a change from the Senate lounge to SCR2.
Senator from Johnson.
In the absence of the president of the Seersucker Caucus, I don't see the senator from the 15th. We are going to have. Oh, you're the vice chairman? Can I yield to the senator from Cole?
We do not yield in the Senate, but if you are finished with your announcement.
It has something to do with about Seersuckers.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank the body for participating in Senator Vogel's service today, and in recognition of postponing Seersucker Caucus today. Actually, Seersucker Caucus is today. It is today. Yesterday was supposed to be today. It is now today. So I'd encourage all the Seersucker Caucus members to participate later on this morning.
Very good. We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder that your Judiciary Committee will meet in the morning at 9:30 in the Pershing Gallery for a brief executive session. Thank you.
Senator from Cole. Seeing no other announcements.
No other business coming before the body, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.